When we hear about veterans, we usually hear stories of war, about issues at the VA, or their struggles with PTSD or homelessness.
But there's another side to that story that veteran Philip Potter wants you to hear.
There's a dominant narrative out there that, you know, veterans, we're all homeless or we're broken or, you know, something is wrong with us, right? And that's not the narrative that I want out. Yeah, there have been experiences that many of us have went through that were impactful, but you also have to understand the experiences and the teamwork and camaraderie made us incredibly successful in the face of adversity.
Potter is the founder and CEO of The Armory, a startup incubator that recently opened in downtown Phoenix. He talked at their opening about how successful veterans actually are in the entrepreneurial world.
8% of the population in Phoenix zip codes are veterans, but we own almost 12% of privately held companies, and we generate 15% of all sales receipts and more than 16% of all payroll in the city of Phoenix zip codes. Like, we're not broken.
Potter says the real problem is that veterans today are much less likely to be entrepreneurs than they were in the past. And the show's Lauren Gilger joins us now with more on this. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, Mark.
So we also hear a lot about how difficult it can be for veterans to find jobs when they come back home. Can startups play a role in changing that?
Well, Potter says they should, but he actually thinks that all of the resources out there to try to help veterans find jobs are stopping them from pursuing startups, not pushing them in that direction.
The drumbeat is so loud to polish up your resume and go to a job fair that the veterans sometimes might be doubting themselves. They say, well, if everybody's telling me to go get a job, then it must mean that I can't be a startup founder. And we're trying to show that, no, that's actually not the case. In fact, history has shown us that veterans as a group may be the best startup founders out there.
So I wanted to see what kind of role veterans are already playing in the Valley's growing startup community. So I went out to Scottsdale to the offices of AMPSI to talk to their founder, who's also a veteran, Jeremy Goki. They're a hyperlocal social aggregation and analytics company, and a lot of tech talk like that. And he told me that he got into the startup world after he left the Army, and he's found there are many things that he learned there that have come in handy running his own business today.
Well, I think there's this kind of inherent threshold of pain that you kind of pick up in the military. There's a lot of kind of hurry up and wait, times that you are without resources and funding and all those things that you need to do your job. And so that translates well into entrepreneurship, right? Especially in the early stages of a company, you're typically limited by resources, capital, manpower, and you just have to find a way to accomplish the mission. And that's, you know, really what, you know, the main thing I learned in the military.
So what's your experience been so far with the entrepreneurial world here in the Valley?
Comparing it to LA, which is a very active and thriving entrepreneur community, it feels like LA was, you know, 4 years ago. It's starting to take off. You've got some common groups coming together and really starting to share their experiences. So I think it's, you know, it's still nascent, but I think it's, you know, trending upwards.
How is the veteran subset of that growing as well? Have you seen that happen?
Yeah, you know, I've always kind of kept my finger on the pulse of what's going on nationally with that movement. So you've got groups like Techstar that started Patriot Bootcamp. I was involved with that, the first class they had in D.C. There's Bunker Labs and there are a couple other groups that are working nationally. And I had heard of, you know, Phil Potter being involved with, I think it was Bunker Labs, and then a mutual connection linked us up and, you know, he was starting the Armory. It's not a huge group of entrepreneurs, but it's growing, right? And it's a pretty tight-knit community, and it just needed some formal organization to get it going here.
So Arizona is like one of the top states in the country for veterans. There are just more veterans here than there are in most places. So it makes sense that this sort of popped up here. So having seen things like this happen nationally, what do you hope happens here?
Well, I think Arizona, Phoenix in particular, very good about being the first, you know, kind of pioneering new concepts. And I'd like to see that really happen with the veteran entrepreneurship community. I think, you know, one incubator is great, but I think, you know, participation with the local universities, you know, continued participation with the city and maybe branching out to the other city leadership groups here in town would help that along. I think attracting some of the national groups to hold like venture competitions here in town makes a lot of sense. So I think those things would definitely help it accelerate.
And that was startup founder Jeremy Gokey. He also talked about the narrative that all veterans are broken. And he said that he hopes this growing startup community of vets here in the Valley will help shed some light on some more positive stories about veterans.
The show's Lauren Gilger. Lauren, thanks.
Thank you.